With just over a week remaining before Election Day, the presidential campaign commands top billing within the confines of the Washington Beltway. But one persistent topic competes for attention: the investigation into the leak of a name of a CIA clandestine operative holds explosive political potential, and it's already threatening the freedom of some reporters. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore considers the ramifications of an aggressive prosecutor sending out subpoenas to journalists.
The leak investigation, as it's called, appears to be on hold until after the election. But then it's likely to come back with full force, and it's likely that one or more reporters will end up in jail. Let me remind the listener, as I have before, that this is a matter of special interest to me because I narrowly escaped going to jail for contempt of Congress in 1976 for withholding the source of a report on CIA misdeeds. The present case, more than a year in the making, involves a leak of the identity of a CIA officer, Valerie Plame, who was outed by columnist Robert Novak. Uncovering an intelligence officer is a crime under a 1982 law, which is now being applied by Federal District Court Judge Thomas Hogan. Tim Russert of NBC avoided a contempt citation and possible jail time by getting his source to release him from his confidentiality agreement. Matthew Cooper of Time magazine refused to testify before the grand jury, and he was sentenced to jail for contempt, but execution of that order was stayed pending an appeal. Walter Pincus of the Washington Post is fighting in court to have his subpoena quashed. And Judith Miller of the New York Times has been sentenced to 18 months for contempt, a sentence she is fighting in the appeals court. If anyone should know the source of the exposure of Valerie Plame, it should be Robert Novak, the one who ran the original story. Novak has been reportedly subpoenaed before a grand jury, but he has so far refused to confirm that. In a speech last week at Syracuse University, Bruce Sanford, a veteran First Amendment lawyer, proposed a federal shield law that would protect journalists from having to reveal sources. But that doesn't stand much of a chance in an era of public resentment with the news media, regarded by many as having overstepped their bounds. This is Daniel Shore.